So our learning tonight should be Zchus for all the refuah shleima for all the people who are injured, unfortunately, today in the attack in Yerushalayim, Yer Kodesh. And hopefully we'll try to take a message from the Parsha. I guess a message from for us. You know, I don't view myself as someone who could give chizuk, and especially if it's such a tragedy like something that happened today in Eretz Yisrael. But just an idea that I've been thinking about really throughout the day today that I think could help us in on our level going forward now. Jews now 30 days to Hanukkah. You know, Parshas told us, you know, that starts off with the birth, with the amazing birth of the twins, Yaakov and Esav. And we know that inside of Rivka, the Pasuk says an amazing thing, Israel. Look what it says. Vayitzotzu habanim mikirba, and the children crushed within inner, v'tomar ukein lamaze anoch v'telech lidrosos Hashem. What does the Torah tell us? That the two children inside of Rivka, they were struggling with each other, right? And then Rivka wanted to know what's going on here, and she went to inquire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi brings down a famous, I think the famous Medrash, right? The famous Medrash, that every single time that Rivka passed by the Beis Midrash, Yaakov pushed to get out, and every single time Rivka passed by the place of an Avodah Zorah, of idol worship, Esav tried to push out, tried to get out of there. Right? It was a very famous idea. So much so, in my parents' house when I grew up, there is still a Hasidish painting. These kids playing music, and you see in the background of the picture a pasuk. Sometimes I look close the first time I saw the picture, and I saw what's the pasuk. It's Vayitzotzu Habanim Mikirba. So I didn't really understand what the shaychus of that pasuk with the Hasidic kids playing music, but that's not for now. My question to you is the famous question brought down by Rav Yitzchak Vorka. Maybe you guys can tell me the answer. Rav Yitzchak Vorka, a famous Hasidic thinker, famous Hasidic Rebbe, huge Talmid Chacham, has the following question. He says, we know the Gemara Nida brings down in Lama Amud Beis that every single child within their mother's womb learns Torah. Learn the whole Torah. And what happens after 9th month? After 9 months, the baby's born. And right before you come out, the Gemara says that the Malach gives the baby a patch and he forgets all the Torah. Ask the Rav Yitzchak Vorka, what's the point? Why did Yaakovina want to try to get out? Why did Yaakovina want to get out every single time Rivka passed by the Beis Midrash? He was learning Torah with the Malach inside the womb. He was learning the whole Torah. You know, you guys are learning what Masechta are you guys learning this year? Ksubus, and you learn Megillah Bikias and Maklos from last year. He was learning it all. He was learning Ksubus. He was learning all the sugyas. He was learning all the Ksoises, all the Rav Chaims, all the Kutzker Rebbes, all the Rashis, all the Tosas, all the Rashis, all the Rans, all the Rambams. He was learning everything. Why does the Medrash say that Yaakov was fighting to get out? He was learning the whole Torah. So I think we'll get back to this answer at the end. Now we fast forward to the end of the Parsha, and Rivka has this whole plan with Yaakov to be able to get the brachas from Yitzchak Avinu, right? And Yaakov comes in as Esav, and Yitzchak says the famous idea, the famous pasuk, HaKol Kol Yaakov Ha'idayim Yedei Esav. The voice sounds like Yaakov, but the hands are Esav, right? I'm feeling in here, Esav's very hairy, and I'm feeling Esav's hairy hands. Let me know if Rivka gave him Esav's clothing, this and that. I want to show you guys an amazing medrash on that pasuk. Famous medrash, Breishis Rabba, in the Perek Samech Hei Sif Chaf. Medrash says, V'omer lehem, HaKol Kol Yaakov, what does it mean, Kol Kol Yaakov? Bizman Shel Kolo Shel Yaakov Matzu V'Beis Kepebata Kinesios. When the time of when the Kol of Yaakov is found in the base Knesset, in the base Midrashim, in the shuls, and in the yeshivas, Ein Hayadayim Yedei Esav, right? Ein Hayadayim Yedei Esav. When the Kol of Yaakov is strong, and we know from the Gra, famous idea from the Gra, what is this referring to? Why does it say Kol Kol? One Kol is referring to the Kol of Torah, and one Kol is referring to the Kol of Tefillah. When Yaakov's strong, Ein Hayadayim Yedei Esav Sholei. Right? Esav can't touch us. Esav can't touch Yaakov. When Yaakov's learning Torah strong, when Klai Yisrael's learning Torah strong, when Klai Yisrael's davening strong, Esav can't touch us. V'imlav, Hayadayim Yedei Esav. If not, Chas V'Shalom, it's the opposite. Then Esav takes over. Amazing Medrash. So now back to our idea. Why did Rav Yitzchak Vorka, why did Yaakov Avinu not feel comfortable learning Torah in the womb? Why did he Davka wanted to get out? Answers Rav Yitzchak Vorka. Yaakov Avinu could be learning with the Malach. He could be learning with all the Malachim in the entire world. He could be learning with Rav Yashav. He could be learning with Rav Steinman. He could be learning with the biggest tzaddik in the world. However, if there's an Esav there beside you, if there's an Esav next to you, that Torah means nothing. Why? Because when a person's learning to, when a person learns Torah, when a person davens, and he has that initial thing that's distracting him, or he has that person that has having a bad influence on him, he's not getting the full sense of the Torah. He doesn't get the full hashpa, the full influence of what the Torah is. You know, every single time you go into a marv and you see a guy looking at his phone, and not because he's downing from his phone, because he has to check the score, or he has to check this, a text message, or a tweet, or Instagram. That person's not tapping into what tefillah is. Answer of Yitzchak Vorka, why did Yaakov Avinu want to get out of the womb so badly? Because there was an Esav there. There was a Yitzhahara there. He felt already inside of the womb, there was a Kochas Hara there. There was a bad influence on him, and he wanted to get out of there. That's why Yaakov Avinu, every single time Rivka passed by the Beis Midrash, any Beis Midrash, Yaakov Avinu wanted to get out there. He wanted to be able to get away from the tumba. How does this apply back to the Medrash? Very easy. Medrash says, when the call of Yaakov is strong, and we know from, we said from the Grub, when the call of Tefillah and the call of Torah is strong, then Esav can't touch us. In our lives, every single one of us has Torah and Tefillah. You know, I don't know so many people, especially in yeshiva, that don't value davening. They don't, okay, maybe learning on different levels. But how many of us can say that we're putting all our effort into our Torah, putting all our effort into our Tefillah? I myself can't. I'll be very honest with you guys. Sometimes I struggle with that. In the morning, sometimes it's easier to daven by mincha. You know, sometimes you're thinking about a million different things. And marv, you're so tired. Davening, you're always checking. When you're learning, sometimes you're battle a little bit, this and that. I'll be the first to admit it. You know, one of the people that died today, unfortunately, was a person named Rav Moshe Tversky. The last name is probably very familiar to you guys because Rav Tversky is a Rosh Yeshiva here in NYU. It's his brother. My brother-in-law was a Talmud of his for a year in Torah Moshe in the Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Kahn spoke all about today, how huge of a Talmud Chacham and how huge of a Tzaddik he was. But Rav Kahn was explained that Rav Moshe Tversky was a person who valued every single minute of his Torah. He valued every single minute of his Tefillah. You know, just to see these pictures, these Kedoshim died with their tefillin and talis on. They died al Kiddush Hashem. You know, there's a minhag to be able to be buried in their talis. They didn't have to go to get changed from their talisim to be built in the tachrichim. They're already in their talisim. Listen, you know, when these things happen, it's very hard to understand Kadosh Baruch Hu's plan, and I'm in no seat or I have no etza. All I know is this word from Rav Yitzchak Vorka. To be able to learn Torah, we have to make sure to when we learn Torah and when we dive into, be able to take off all those distractions, to push them away, and just to be able to focus on what we're doing here, what we're doing in this world. We're trying to be able to be good Jews. And that being good Jews, that's through davening, and that's through learning Torah, and that's through doing good acts of chesed. And I know we know the Medrash. The Medrash says, when our kol of Torah is strong, when our kol of tefillah is strong, as the Gra explains, when our kol Yaakov, when it's strong, and the voice of tefillah and the voice of Torah is strong, then Esav, and then Hamas, and then the Palestinian Authority, and Abbas, and no terrorist can touch us. So Mir Tashem now, less than 3 days before Chanukah is a time, Kabbalah Satar in itself, and Bez Hashem, we'll talk about it as we get up to that, as we get up to Chanukah. We should be Zochem Mir Tashem. We shouldn't have to need these horrible, horrible tragedies, these things that unfortunately are certain wake-up calls to us. But we should be zochem et Hashem, be able to take this as a positive sign, and chas v'shalom not get down about our faith in emunah Kadosh Baruch Hu. As the Rebbe from the Rav that I grew up in the Shibul always said from that his father said he always said the Nazis took his whole family away from him, took all of his students away from him. But the Nazis couldn't take one thing from him. You know what that was? That was his Amunah in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Nazis couldn't take that from him. So Mitzvah Hashem, as we rededicate ourselves to the Torah and our tefillah, because we know there's all those people who died al Kiddush Hashem. They weren't just Stam Jews. There was people who were learning Torah. Those are people who were davening Vasikin. Those are people who were Yud Tamid Chachamim. We should feel a responsibility on ourselves to be able, as much as we can, not go crazy, be able to do what we can on our level, in Mitzvah to really to make the quality of our Torah better. Be able to make the quality of our tefillah better one step at a time. If that means an extra mission after mincha every day, that's what it means on our level. If that means an extra 2 minutes of a Shemona Esrei and a Lukai Nitzor, be able to ask Hashem, be able to give a nechama to the 26 orphans, to the 26 new orphans that now don't have fathers, putting them to sleep tonight for Kriya Shema, just to be able to see what that means. A little bit, just a little bit of more of a tefillah, a little bit more of Torah. And Bez Hashem, if we do this, Hakol Kol Yaakov, when the two kolim of Yaakov are strong, Ein Yadayim Yidei Esav Sholit, and Esav can't touch us. And Hashem, if we do this, we should be zochem Eretz Hashem to be able to see the four kedoshim, to see all the Jews, the policeman who risked his life, who gave up his life, to be able to save more Jews in Klal Yisrael, and all the people who are in the hospital in Eretz Yisrael, they should be zochem for refuah shleimah, and we should be all together, Eretz Hashem, very, very soon, in Yerushalayim Yer Kodesh, all greeting Yaakov Avinu, and greeting all those tzaddikim, umamish, who are now sitting with Yaakov Avinu, learning the Lahelag Torah upstairs in Shemayim, and Eretz Hashem, that day should be soon, speedily in our days.